Hannah and Danny are here.
Hannah and Danny are here. It's Hannah BG. I'm Jamie.
That's Caroline. This is Caroline.
Yeah. Anyways, so Hannah wrote to hear from him.
This is like watching a car accident in real time. Hi, it's Danny.
And I'm Hannah.
Awesome. So, our theme for the night is going to be
road tripping. So we're gonna play some music that we would play when we're going out on the road for a while.
Yeah.
Tell some stories. Also, maybe like Hannah can tell some stories about her flight this morning.
Your car ride.
Car ride this morning. That's true.
Awesome. So we're gonna take it away with our first song is Danny's suggestion.
Yes.
Which is.
Give Me Shelter by the Rolling Stones.
Awesome.
Thank you.
right, that was so good.
That was a good song. Thank you for that, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're gonna play another song. Another one of Danny's suggestions. Mm-hmm. I want to give the reasoning how you picked the song. How it relates.
Sure. I mean, so usually most people road trip by use of car, sometimes bus, maybe even train. I'm not one to judge. Somebody might even do a plane, but I mean, me personally, I like to walk to all my destinations, especially when they exceed 499 miles. That's when I walk to wherever I have to go. So if it were for you, I would walk 500 miles. That's why I played this song. Take it away, Caroline and Jamie.
That was such awesome.
Yes. So here is I'm going to be 500 miles by
the Proclaimers.
Ooh.
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 When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get caught, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm watching, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But
really good song.
Yeah, sorry for the awful singing along.
Yeah.
Hannah.
God damn it, Hannah. Dig it, Hannah. So, if you guys want to call in, we'd really appreciate it. You could maybe tell us a road trip story, tell us how you stay entertained in the car, maybe some packing tips, packing for a big trip.
Some fun games you play, some fun snacks you pack.
Snacks you pack. So our number is 610-330-5316.
That's 610-330-5316.
And this is Hundo PG with Caroline, Jamie, Danny, and Hannah.
Thanks. And you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. All right, so before we go into our next song, we have a little bit of a...
story?
A game.
Gene?
A game.
Oh, yes.
So every week we've been doing a game, you know, whether it be drinking water game.
Drinking milk, game, eating M&Ms.
So every time we...
Pick your substance.
Poison. Keep it legal. So... every time Danny laughs at his own joke, take a drink.
Or an eat. Or snack.
Yep. What are the other ones? Every time...
Sorry.
Every time Maine is mentioned, the state of Maine.
Yep. Me and Hannah are both from Maine, so...
Yeah, so you'll probably hear it quite a bit, so you can take a sip. Anytime me or Caroline, Jamie's talking, snorts, because we're laughing. Yeah, take a sip. And last but not least... if you hear a song you really like, finish your drink or snack.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm gonna be so drunk on M&Ms in milk.
He just laughed at his own joke. Okay.
Yeah, just laughed at his own joke.
Pound a White Claw, everybody. Woo! Let's get messed up!
Anyways, take it away with Caroline's suggestion of Young, Dumb, and Broke. Here we go.
My sister's name is Margaret, and she's gone by Maggie her whole life. But one day in third grade, she decided to go by Greta for the day. So that was kind of a connection there.
And like, people actually call her Greta?
A few.
I love that. We should. If you're listening, Greta, shout out to Greta, Hannah's sister. That's awesome. Yeah, I thought about changing my name legally once. When I was in high school, I was gonna put a poll on Facebook, and like whichever like. You know, people like could suggest names, whichever one got the most likes. I was going to legally like change my name to that, and my mom got really mad. She was like, "Jamie, you change your name." Because you know, sometimes like documents like will ask you like, "Oh, like any previous like names or whatever." Like then I'd have to like list like something weird like Lucy Benjamin, like something funny. Yeah.
I hate my name. Well, like I like my name. I hate my nickname.
What's your nickname?
Like my name is Danny, but most people just call me Loser.
That's fitting.
Yeah.
people, my friends, I told my friends I was going to be on the radio tonight, and they're like, that's great, Danny. You have a great face for radio. And I still don't really know what it means, but I'll take the compliment, you know? That's really nice of them.
And that's Danny, ladies and gentlemen, member of Lafayette College Comedy Club.
Former member.
Former member.
I got kicked out again.
Hey, Caitlin, how are we doing on the music?
Oh, my God. Not good, she said. She whispered.
Wait, can you have your friend just get off this phone?
What?
We did, yeah. I think Caroline's the best to share this story because I was asleep in the back of the car, but essentially on the way back from Montreal to Maine, which is about 4 hours, we got lost, and I think she took the wrong exit, and we stopped for paper directions, and she and our other friend found all our whole way back using paper directions, which is rare in this day and age.
It is rare in this day and age.
Yeah, I kind of killed it. No big deal.
Shout out to all our parents.
We paid attention to the junctions.
Yeah, shout out Mom and Dad. I know you guys probably used paper maps back in the day. Mr. and Mrs. Burns, if you're listening.
Shout out Generation X.
Yep.
The hard workers.
Gen X.
Okay. All right. On that note, we're going to play Young, Dumb, and Broke. This is a song that I like to listen to in the car. It's a good road trip song.
And call in with suggestions, please.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. The number is 610-330-5316. All right. Here we go.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Da 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 da. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. We have so much in common. We argue all the time. You always say I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb.
time ago. I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter.
All right, so it's time for a PSA. We have a little recorded for us. Here you go.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This'll be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat foods.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov. Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I hope everybody learned something.
All right, so now a little PSA. Me and Danny are going to read one more. So it's a partner one. So
let me just get a paper. So I read this thing about honeybees are disappearing, and the real reason why, I read this on InfoWars from Alex Jones. So did you know that 1 million honeybees leave the United States every time a teenager hits a Juul?
Yep. It's actually a really big issue these days. So the toxins released from the Juul puffs have been causing massive, wow, this is crazy, massive bee migrations, which is causing death in sunflowers.
Sunflowers are dying. The honey is going away. There will be major repercussions to America's climates if we do not stop Juuling tomorrow.
It says here that 50 million Americans consume honey on the daily. So this is
actually, I'm half of that.
It's actually really going to disrupt our economy. So this says if you need help quitting Juuling, please contact 6663457.
This is a message brought to you by cigarettes. Smoke Marlboros, Marlboro.com. Thank you for listening to our PSA.
And now a song for you.
All right, so Hannah requested this song. It's Do You Remember by Jay Sean.
Oh, I love Jay Sean.
Yeah, do you have a thing to say?
No, just a classic.
Yeah.
A classic.
All right, enjoy.
Shout out Christopher Burns. Christopher Burns. And Brewster Burns. Call in, Christopher. We're at 610-330-5316. Once again, 610-330-5316. Thank you. I love you. Jam.
Awesome. Really good. A good song. Mm-hmm. Classic.
I wish I was in a car right now. Oh!
That's my dad.
Uh-oh.
Wait, is it?
Right, we have a caller.
No, I think it's Christopher.
Pick it up, pick it up.
Hello?
Put him on speaker.
Okay, wait. I'm putting him on speaker.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
You're on speaker.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Christopher Burns.
Christopher Burns. Hi, how are you tonight?
Wait.
How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good, actually. I'm really feeling a hundo P night. And I was scrolling through the interwebs, and I found this radio show, and it just, like, worked out really well.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any good road trip stories?
Say it again?
Do you have any good road trip stories?
Road trip stories. That's a great question. So once me and my friend Danny, I think he's actually in the studio right now.
Me, Danny.
So we were like on this road trip and we were getting bored, and Danny, for whatever reason, started gently circling my nipples with my shirt off. While I was driving.
And we're out of time. That's enough of our comedy segment.
And sorry to cut that story short, Christopher. Have a great night.
Hang up the phone.
I wonder how we got our number.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It reminds me
of the time we had a caller call in, and they requested to not be put on speakerphone so they could run a joke by me. It was not an appropriate joke, so we couldn't put him on air.
So funny.
Caroline, hang up the phone. you're doing a radio show. One a hundo PG, perhaps.
Anyways, yeah,
so he can keep going on that story.
No, that's enough of that story.
Okay, wait, no, let him back.
It's not an
appointment. Let him back on. All right. Chris Burns back on.
All right. Wait, I'm putting you back on. Hang on.
Okay. No, 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 no.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so Danny was gently circling.
Okay, we got that.
And just... totally out of nowhere, I started lactating.
Oh,
speak.
So I coming out of my
nipples
on the front of
okay,
all right.
Is your microphone on?
Oh,
no.
And it was all because of Danny.
It's just bros being bros, you know? You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
That's a good story.
Okay, yeah, I got no other ones. That's my best one.
Wait,
do you have a song that you like to listen to while you're road tripping?
A song that I would like to listen to.
While you're road tripping, while you road trip, what song do you listen to?
I would like to play Slime Space SH blank T by Young Thug.
Okay.
It's off of Slime Language 3.
We got it. I'll put it in the queue.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in, Chris.
Okay.
All right, so now we're playing our next song, which is Caroline.
Okay, we will. Okay, bye. Bye.
I
love you.
All right, wait.
All right, our next song.
Okay, our next song, we'll put Christopher's song in the queue, but right up next we have Drive by the Cars.
Who's
Chris Burns' suggestion. All right, we're just gonna find another song that's just a slightly too explicit for our viewing audience.
Caroline,
listening
audience. Let me talk. Caroline was trying to.
Okay, go.
Caroline was trying to bleep. Oh my god, we're getting another caller. Caroline.
Damn. Oh my god.
Caroline was trying to bleep the curse word of every line of the curse word of. Oh my god, shut up, Caroline. Sorry. Caroline was trying to bleep all the curse words, but she didn't know that there's a curse word in every line of the song. So she started bleeping it and turned off the music and then couldn't start the music back up because there's a curse word in every line of the song. Well, anyways, we have another song coming up.
Danny, hold on.
We have a caller.
Hi, we have a caller. Hi, can you hear us, Dan?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Yes, please, and excuse me. I was just wondering if y'all could tell me what that word was right before the big sign.
I was irrelevant.
All right, Dan.
Caroline, pick a song!
All right, Dan, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
I don't know what
what's it called? It's called the Pina Colada song. And there it is. Escape, the Pina Colada song. Fuck. The Pina Colada song! Escape the Pina Colada. Now we're gonna play Escape the Pina.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina colada,
lovely lady, and she said, oh, it's you. And we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like me.
All right. That song was thanks to my brother, Christopher Burns. Thanks for that good song to listen to. We'll have one more song to play after this, also Christopher's suggestion, but we want to close out the night and maybe thank you for staying on for so long.
For our listeners that are still with us, we really appreciate you sticking through quite a rocky show. Mom, you're not listening anymore. My mother bailed out halfway through.
I'm hoping my dad never tuned in.
Yeah. So, Hannah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Did you enjoy your first experience with Hundo?
I did very much. So, I have some good songs to listen to on my way back home.
Oh, perfect.
Road tripping.
Do you listen to our show ever?
Yes, every week. I have stats problem sets due on Fridays, and so Thursday nights I do my stats problem set, and I listen to the show.
That's exactly what we were hoping.
Yes. Yeah. We need more people like Hannah.
Have some listeners.
Yeah.
Regulars. So we really appreciate you being in here. And I guess that's a wrap.
Yeah, also Danny left, but I think that might be for the better.
Definitely for the better. That's why it's a little less rowdy.
A little more calming.
Next week it'll just be me and Caroline. We'll be back to our normal.
Our normal, course. Yeah.
Things will be smooth.
Smooth, yeah. Definitely. So don't give up on us.
No. So one last song and have a good night.
Yeah. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.
Flip-flops. I just had some that I made them look loud. I just took them. Soon I seen Coney coming out. We got prepper. This, I thought it was a drought. Bitch, I'ma choose dirty over you. You know I ain't scared to lose you. They don't like it when you tell them the truth. I'd rather be realer than you. I had to make me a clip. Now I called a contractor to make me a spot. I sold a dick by your house. Now you come to my house. I got dick on the couch. You thought it was a drought. Thought it was a drought. You thought it was a drought. We pulled up. Bitch, I'ma choose dirty over you. You know I ain't scared to lose you. They don't like it when you're telling the truth. I'd rather be real.